Modern Love, 1, by George Meredith. By this he knew she wept with waking eyes, that at his hand's light quiver by her head, the strange low sobs that shook their common bed were called into her with a sharp surprise, and strangled mute like little gaping snakes, dreadfully venomous to him, she lay stone still, and the long darkness flowed away with muffled pulses. Then, as midnight makes her giant heart of memory and tears drink the pale drug of silence, and to beat sleep's heavy measure, they from head to feet were moveless, looking through their dead black years, by vain regret scrawled over the blank wall. Like sculptured effigies they might be seen upon their marriage tomb, the sword between, each wishing for the sword that severs all.
Winter Heavens by George Meredith. Sharp is the night, but stars with frost alive leap off the rim of earth across the dome. It is a night to make the heavens our home, more than the nest where to apace we strive. Lengths down our road each fir tree seems a hive in swarms outrushing from the golden comb. They waken waves of thoughts that burst to foam. The living throb in me, the dead revive. Yon mantle clothes us. There, past mortal breath, life glistens on the river of the death. It folds us, flesh and dust. And have we knelt or never knelt, or eyed as kine the springs of radiance, the radiance enrings? And this is the soul's haven to have felt.
Lucifer in Starlight by George Meredith. On a starred night, Prince Lucifer uprose. Tired of his dark dominion, swung the fiend above the rolling ball, in cloud part screened, where sinners hugged their spectre of repose, poor prey to his hot fit of pride were those. And now upon his western wing he leaned, now his huge bulk o'er Afric's sand careened, now the black planet shadowed Arctic snows, soaring through wider zones than pricked his scars with memory of the old revolt from awe. He reached a middle height, and at the stars, which are the brain of heaven, he looked and sank. Around the ancient track marched, rank on rank, the army of unalterable law.
The State of Age by George Meredith. Rub thou thy battered lamp, nor claim nor beg honours from aught about thee. Light the young, thy frame is as a dusty mantle hung, O grey one, pendant on a loosened peg. Thou art for this our life an ancient egg, or a tough bird. Thou hast a rudderless tongue, turning dead trifles, like the cock of dung, which runs time's contrast to thy halting leg. Nature, it is most sure, not thee admires. But hast thou in thy season set her fires to burn from self to spirit through the lash? Honoured the sons of earth shall hold thee high, yea, to spread light when thy proud letter I drops prone and void as any thoughtless dash.